We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life in just a minute.
Mark your calendars. My Fix It Up Life is the place to be for home improvement celebrities. If you want to know what's hot from their point of view, don't miss these upcoming My Fix It Up Life shows.
Helen from HGTV Canada's Neat will be helping us get more organized on February 20th. And celebrity stonemasons Dean and Derek will be taking our indoors out on February 27th.
Become a part of My Fix It Up Life. Email us at info@myfixituplife.com to share your Fix It Up insights, to enter to win cool gear, or to just get advice on your next Fix It Up project.
Visit myfixituplife.com to check out what Kevin O'Connor, Mike Holmes, Christopher Lowell, and Paige Hemmes are sharing with My Fix It Up Life.
And check out podcasts of My Fix It Up Life on iTunes. Watch our videos on YouTube. Become a fan of the show on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter to find out what's hot in home improvement during the week.
My Fix It Up Life comes to you every Saturday at noon.
My Fix It Up Life is what's next in home improvement entertainment. We are back inside My Fix It Up Life in the Da Vinci Roofscapes booth in
Las Vegas.
We're going big time. We haven't slept since we've been here.
Oh, no. We started not sleeping like 2 months ago.
Totally, yeah. Totally at the Gamble Baccarat Rouge table.
Yeah, we got to get back there. Yeah.
Making big money.
Oh, yeah, big money.
Yeah, we just took a break from that to come out here to broadcast from the Da Vinci Roofscapes booth.
I'm sure they're proud of us.
Yeah, I'm sure they believe us, too. So anyway, let's talk about home improvement.
Okay.
We are joined by tool industry veteran and legend and all-around nice guy.
Yes.
Jim Browning from Senco.
Thanks, guys.
Jim, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
My feet a little sore, but other than that, standing on them all day, I'm okay.
Dogs are barking?
Yeah.
Well, you've got one of the biggest signs here at the Builder Show out in the lobby. Fusion is no illusion.
Did you see the bus? We have a bus also.
Oh, no. I didn't see the bus.
I missed the bus.
Pretty cool.
Well, we're just, you know, whisked in here by limo and helicopter.
Oh, yeah. We're handled.
That, yeah.
No, we don't. Yeah. Ground transportation.
We don't even touch the ground.
How dare you?
So true.
We're standing on pillows right now. But Jim and Senco have introduced, no joke, the next generation in nailing with the Fusion tools.
Yes.
Yeah, it is cool. It is. I mean, I've been around a long time, and we've seen a lot of stuff between the two of us. We've been out and seen, you know, the newest and the best and everything else. This is cool. I mean, this is absolutely game-changing, take it to the next level. Type of breakthrough in technology.
And now, correct me if I'm wrong, but Senco invented pneumatic fastening for nails in residential construction way back, you know,
in the early 50s.
Early 50s.
Wow.
Actually started off in there was staplers built for the car industry.
Okay.
To put the overheads, you know, the felt into the,
sure,
the overheads.
Yeah.
That's where the industry started. That's how it all came about. And then we've progressed from that standpoint into, let's nail something together. So, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you've invented it. Now watch this. You're reinventing it.
Yes.
Oh.
It's true. And you've been on the cutting edge from the beginning because you had the first generation of cordless nailers to start with.
Correct.
But let's not go backwards.
No.
Let's go forward.
Can you nutshell it? That's a business term. I know about those. Walking around at the Builder Show talking about business terms.
Uh-huh.
How can you nutshell how the Fusion technology works?
It is a sealed system. What we do is we take a cylinder, envision a cylinder that's got a piston driver inside of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there is no air coming in, and there's no air going out.
Okay.
So we use nitrogen to fill around it, pressurize that, and then what happens is as soon as you pull the trigger, there's an instant drive. It acts just like a pneumatic tool, and that's the reason, that's one of the features we really wanted to pull into that, having gone through the older technology with the battery electromechanical technologies.
Yeah.
So one of the reactions was, let's make it like a pneumatic. And so that was the key, one of the key drivers, is how do we make it a pneumatic, but how do we make it portable and easy to use and a no-brainer and a functional production tool.
It's made for the pro.
Yes.
It's professional grade.
Yes.
This isn't, you know.
Correct.
Wow.
Wow.
Right on. Right on. Now, of course, I'm a tool guy, and we've known each other for a long time, the tool thing. So, yeah, how about what happened 10 years ago? Remember that time? It was great, huh?
Anyway.
Remember that event that no one else was at? Yeah, okay.
Moving on, Mark.
Inside joke, man.
Yeah. Maybe that's after the show, honey. Yeah.
So, I see the fusion technology, and you've got a brad nailer, and you've got a full-on finish nailer.
Yes.
But, and it's barely out, and I'm already going to say,
what's next?
What's next?
Yeah,
absolutely.
He wants more. He wants more.
Well, that's the same thing we ask. It's like, okay, so we went to the engineers, and they presented it to us. It's like, you know, I'm like the kid in the candy store. It's like, oh, come on. What, can we do this? Can we do that? Can we make,
we
make a framer? Can we make a stapler? Can we make a roofer? What can we make out of this thing? What can we take this technology, and how can we take it and move it forward into the whole, take this industry to a whole new level, especially in productivity and affordability and efficiency. And the big thing is with our contractors and with everybody else that uses the tools, I want to be efficient. And that's, you know, the bottom line.
It's all about time.
I want to be efficient. Yeah. And so all of a sudden, and what is my bottom line cost? Because now I've got a compressor, I've got the hose, I've got the fittings, I've got the everything that goes with it.
Yeah.
And now I've got to find the electric, and I've got to have extension cords, and I've got to have all this other stuff. And what we said was, okay, pick up the case, walk up, take it out, tool out, and go and work. And that's all we do.
Just saved half a day of setup.
Yeah.
You know, and thinking about it and wheeling stuff around. That doesn't even count the time moving tools around in your workshop or in your truck. So, yeah, I'm cool. That is good.
Oh,
that is
great.
Good. There's so much more you can do at home, honey.
So is the fusion technology going to make it into new platforms? Can you reveal that on My Fixin' Up Life?
Yes, it will. And one of the things that we're, as you said, this is a brand new technology. It was one of those things that we challenged ourselves internally to come up with this platform. How do we make this next leap? So it's almost in its infancy because it's just getting started. You know, the ideas, the creativity in our customers will drive, you know, from the market, what the market says that we really need to go. But we will expand this, and we think we have a very repeatable and a usable platform system across the board.
Wow. Now, are we going to see this kind of emerge, you know, sort of like popcorn popping in the can from other places in the industry, or is this Senco's?
This is Senco's. One of the things that we've done is we've really tried to lock it up.
Lock it up. All right.
You know, from our technology, our patents, and a lot of things within it that we really feel strongly about, protecting our intelligence and so forth. And so I don't think it'll be interesting to see what our competition comes up with, how they take this challenge on to move to the next level. So that'll be the interesting piece about the business.
Right on.
That will be neat to see how they compete.
Now, I would love to continue talking about fusion, but you do have a booth full of all kinds of other tools. Are there new introductions here at the show?
Yeah, we do. We actually, even though we have the fusion, we're also going into, we're adding a gas finish nailers, bringing those onto the line.
Okay.
We will have the world's first 15-gauge angled gas finish nailer.
Okay.
And then we have a 16-gauge that will go up against our big competitor, go head-to-head with them. So we've got some of those. We also have some new wide crown staplers, roofers, that type of for people that do use that. Our framing technology is almost new. It's within the last year or so.
We've
come out and we've simplified and really gone back to from a basic standpoint, simplified to bring more power and efficiency into the whole process. So from trying to build a platform that's more air efficient and user friendly with that. And then with we have the Tyrex product line that's also out there, and that's more for someone who's doing light commercial or with the concrete to steel steel-to-steel framing. So if you get out and you have to go into areas, especially on the coast, where you have to use metal studs and those type of things, we have those screws and we have the tools to do all of those applications. And there's just a lot of other things that we're bringing into the marketplace that we're slowly reintroducing and bringing up to reinventing, I guess, in some of the, with some of our products.
Oh, man, that is great. I mean, Senco is a trusted brand, been around forever. We were glad you could join us.
So glad. Thank you so much.
Hopefully we can see you again, and we will be back with more from the International Builders Show with
My Fix It Up Life. The Carpenter's Notebook, a novel about building a better life.
I reach for my tape measure more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
2 years after his father's death, Brendan leaves his daughters and collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise he made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping his own life. Inside a heartwarming love story with raw, hammer-swinging detail, author Mark Clement shares the story of a man who discovers his father's job site life lesson. Dean Johnson, co-host of Hometime, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done." Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that the greatest wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.